Pence and Trump. Also, we'll give you some highlights from that. Also, Scott McClain, correspondent in Baton Rouge, about the tragic loss of three police officers' lives there. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. More is expected to be learned today about the man who opened fire on police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana yesterday. Three officers were killed.
There were three other law enforcement officials that were injured in this attack. Two of them had non-life-threatening injuries. One of them, we're told, is in critical condition. Nicholas Tullier, he's a 41-year-old who served 18 years for the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office. We're told he is fighting for his life.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez, we do know that the man who killed those three police officers was an honorably discharged former Marine sergeant who served in Iraq. Investigators say Gavin Long, whose last known address was in Kansas City, Missouri, had no known ties to any extremist groups. Long was killed by responding officers. Montgomery County is looking to avoid becoming part of the national trend of police-involved shootings.
If it happened in Montgomery County, would we be ready?
That's the question the director of Montgomery County's Office of Human Rights wants answered. Jim Stowe is helping to organize two forums this week to encourage dialogue about gun violence.
We are one incident away, one misjudgment away from being another St. Anthony, Minnesota, or certainly what's happening in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. One incident away.
He says the police are willing to listen. The first forum is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Silver Spring Civic Center. The second Wednesday night at 7 at the Upcounty Regional Services Center in Germantown. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Republican National Convention gets started today in Cleveland. Security is a big topic.
Security is paramount outside the perimeter and inside the convention hall. You're going to hear a lot about national security, not just over the course of the next 4 days, but specifically today. That is the focus of the agenda today. And for Donald Trump and his newly minted running mate, Mike Pence, that's a focus of their campaign. You've heard over and over again, law and order, national security, strength. That is a message that the Trump campaign hopes to hammer home.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Meanwhile, as the convention gets underway, the week is also likely to see a number of protests.
A handful of groups, according to Cleveland media, have applied for permits to protest in designated areas set up by authorities. Other groups say they'll demonstrate but refuse to register. Either way, University of Virginia political scientist Jeff Skelly says it's hard to say just how much impact they'll have.
Because it could be just like a sidebar to the whole thing, or it could become a real big part of the story.
Security is expected to be tight with police officers coming in from around the country. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new Associated Press GFK poll finds Donald Trump's Mexican border wall proposal is opposed by about 6 in 10 Americans. So is his support for deporting those in this country illegally. Security forces continue raiding military facilities in Turkey today in search of suspected plotters in last week's failed coup attempt. Meanwhile, in a small town in the woods of Pennsylvania.
It's not often a quiet town in the Poconos is inundated with protesters, let alone dozens of people draped in the flag of Turkey. They were protesting outside the residential compound Fethullah Gulen, the 75-year-old cleric who President Erdogan blamed for the attempted coup. Meanwhile, thousands of military officers and soldiers were either arrested or dismissed, and there was a purge of thousands of judges, even though there have been no reports of any publicly supporting the attempted coup. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,517, the Nasdaq at 50,30. Sports, 18 innings of baseball at Nationals Park as the Nats finally lose to the Pirates 2-1. The O's lose in Tampa Bay, and the British Open goes to Henrik Stenson. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Witten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Westbound the Southeast Freeway past the 11th Street Bridge. An accident blocks the right lane of Bethesda. Southbound 270 Spur Democracy Boulevard. There's an accident on the shoulder. Westbound 50 past Outlet Center Drive. All lanes have been reopened. There's still some activity on the right shoulder. That's where a vehicle struck a fallen tree. Southbound 95 Virginia past Mountain View Road. Tractor trailer accident. This one blocks the right lane. Traffic is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Up at GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun for our Monday. Seeing a chance for showers and thunderstorms later in the day. We get up to 96. Tonight, stray shower, thunderstorm. Otherwise, we're mostly cloudy. Low 75. Chevino from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Gainesville, 72 in Kensington, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. Well, now that Donald Trump has Mike Pence, who will Hillary Clinton choose as her running mate? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Alright, everybody, good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Man, we've got a busy morning because we are live in Cleveland for the Republican National Convention. We are live from the queue, and we've got people stacked up to tell you all about it, and of course the other news of the day. Coming up at 6:45 this morning, Scott McClain will go to Baton Rouge to talk about the tragic loss of the life of three officers shot in cold blood murder there on the streets of Baton Rouge yesterday. 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. Matt Schlapp with the American Conservative Union will be here to talk to us about the Republican National Convention. Scotty Nell Hughes will be here to talk endlessly, as she always does, about Donald Trump. At 8:05, Eric Bolling from The Five on Fox News. And then at 8:35, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who was actually talked about as being a vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump, is certainly an advisor to the Donald, and he will be here at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, and he is Larry O'Connor, and we are in Cleveland.
Yes, and he, other than being in Cleveland, I'm really excited to be here, Brian. I love political conventions, and I wonder if you're a political junkie, too, and you may very well be a political junkie if you listen to us, because we talk a lot about politics here in the nation's capital. Why don't we do a quick survey here? What's your favorite thing about the political conventions? 888-630-9625. Chime in. We'll crank through some calls. We're going to change the topic in about 10 minutes. But for now, let's talk about the conventions. What's your favorite thing about political conventions? I've always loved political conventions. Even when I was a kid, I remember the 1980 Ronald Reagan political convention because I lived in Detroit at the time, and it happened in Detroit, and I was absolutely captivated by them. I always watch them. I love the pomp and circumstance. I love the ceremony. I love the traditions involved. I love when they go to the state and, Mr. Chairman, the great state of Michigan, the Wolverine state, the Great Lakes state. And then they could do like 10 minutes on their, like a travel infomercial about their state. I just love that thing. And the fact is, we can have a nominee and we can approve a platform and we can do all the things that a political party
does. We can do that in about 10 minutes.
Without ever having these things. And I regret that they have turned into these made-for-television infomercials because they always come across so staid and so static and so phony. Tony. I would love for this convention to be a little bit unpredictable and a little bit fun and to have some...
I think you may get your wish.
Yeah, I know. I know. So well, I love political conventions, and that's my favorite part, is the ceremony, the pomp and circumstance, and sort of the just the corniness of it.
Well, I think the thing that I really loved is being on the floor in the crush of humanity and watching things from that perspective. I mean, I've seen them for years on television, but it wasn't until I actually went to my first political convention and watched it from the floor that I came to really appreciate what a ceremony this is, what a pageant it is. And I love the balloons. That's my favorite thing. I mean,
the balloons.
Well, I mean, there's a whole story about how they put the balloons together, where they, you know, and the right kind of balloons, how they put them in the ceiling, and then how they always sometimes they fail to actually. Uh-huh. I mean, there's always a story about balloons. And then the other thing that I really love, quite frankly, are the hats.
Oh, the good hats.
Just coming for the hats alone would be worth the investment.
Well, let me tell you a little bit, because when you think hats at the Republican National Convention, you think of one state. You think of Texas.
That's right.
They always come with their white Stetsons.
You had a close encounter of the most unusual kind yesterday with the Texas delegation.
Yeah,
right?
let's talk about the elephant in the room, shall we? I was there. I was hanging out doing some work at the Marriott downtown here. It's just about three blocks from the convention setting, and I'm in the business center. And I heard out in the lobby, I heard somebody on the security intercom say, "Could you send a couple of people down here? We need some help getting our giant elephant into the lobby." Well, you know.
Well, that caught your attention.
Well, you would go investigate a thing
right,
like that, wouldn't you?
Right.
Giant elephant.
I would, of course.
I want to see that.
Yeah,
that's something I want to see. So I went out and I took a look, and what they have is apparently this is a big thing in Texas. I posted it on Facebook, and a whole bunch of my friends from Texas said, "Oh yeah, that's Victor."
Victor the elephant.
They've named Victor the elephant. It's a giant. Fiberglass elephant painted like the Texas flag. It's a Lone Star elephant.
Right.
And it's big. It's probably, it's got his trunk up in the air.
They trucked this thing all the way in from Texas.
All the way from Texas, but, and that must have been a logistical nightmare, you know, figuring out, you know, how to get it in here and then truck it up here and do that. One part of the logistic planning that they didn't do, measuring the door of the lobby of the Marriott to see if Victor would fit. And spoiler alert, Victor did not fit. But watching the attempts to make Victor fit, incredibly entertaining. This giant elephant, which, by the way, I still think is a Trojan elephant. I think there's a bunch of cruise delegates hiding inside.
Oh, is that what
and
it
they're
is?
Gonna, they're going to jump out.
It seems like they could bring that in. I mean, hotels have loading docks and things like that.
Well, they do, but then they don't make it to the lobby. They really wanted it in the lobby. As everybody was approaching, they wanted to be able to. So, and they didn't get it in the lobby. So they ended up, but they tipped it on its side, and they tried to whittle it into the door on its side. I made a video of this. My favorite part of that is when they put it on its side and they started to pivot it. You remember that old Friends episode with the sofa? Pivot. The guy, the elephant wrangler, the guy
There's a wrangler?
Oh, there was a Victor wrangler, yeah. He had a red shirt and a Make America Great Hat Again. Make America Great Again hat. Excuse me. Make American Great Hat Again.
Yeah, whatever.
He said, butt towards the Marriott. Move his butt towards the Marriott. and everyone who's handling Victor all repeated, butt towards the Marriott, butt towards the Marriott. Yeah. So they pivot Victor over. They try to get him in. Wouldn't work. So then they put Victor on wheels. They put him on little dollies, and they rolled him down the pavement.
But the end result is he never got into the lobby.
Never got
in. So where is he now?
He is now poised. If any of you are coming to Cleveland, make sure you come see Victor. He is prominently displayed right at the valet parking entrance of the Marriott next to the Key Tower, which I think, to me, I'm a protester. I'm aiming right
for that.
You're
going for that elephant, That elephant is not going to survive the week.
It's going to be some tagging.
So I'm going to steal the elephant.
That elephant, it's going to be stolen like it's, you know, the night before the big game, you know. So Victor is out there, and you can check him out. He was not going to make it through at all. But here's the problem. At that hotel, it's a pretty big hotel. I don't think it's just the Texas delegation staying there.
No.
So if you're part of the Rhode Island Republican Party, and you show up, and here's Victor, the giant Texas elephant, elephant greeting you. Aren't you a little annoyed?
Well, you know, Rhode Island, is it really a state?
Well, they should be able to put their animal out there.
What, a pelican?
What is there, a mosquito? What is the, the Rhode Island Red. Don't they have a chicken named after the Rhode Island Red?
I remember Claiborne Pell, Senator Claiborne Pell, used to have a pelican on the hood of his car as a hood ornament.
Okay.
So I think the Rhode Island, I think it is the pelican.
But this is the kind
of... red, white, and blue pelican.
This is the whole state pride thing that I'm talking about, though. I love that. I love that the Texas delegation, with all of their pride and all of their enthusiasm, and Texas didn't even go for Trump, but, you know, they're here, and they're ready to convene, and they're ready to get their nominee, and they trucked Victor the Elephant up here, and they tried, come hell or high water, they were going to try to get him inside the lobby.
What the expense was to bring Victor the Elephant all the way to Cleveland.
Yeah. One should wonder if one is with the Republican.
Well, they're Texans. You can't talk them out of it. No, you know what they say? You can always tell a Texan. You just can't tell them very much.
It is true that everything is bigger in Texas, including the giant fiberglass elephants.
All right. It is now 6:15 on WMAL. That means it is time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Westbound 50 past Outlet Center Drive, an accident. All lanes, though, are reopened. A vehicle struck a fallen tree. Southbound 95 Virginia past Mountain View Road, tractor-trailer accident taking out the right lane. Westbound Southeast-Southwest Freeway at 6th Street Southeast, one lane blocked by a crash in Haymarket. Eastbound 66 before 15, there is a collision. Bethesda, southbound 270 Spur, Democracy Boulevard, an accident on the shoulder. Route 4, Southern Maryland Boulevard, Lower Pendell Road, the scene of a crash. Northbound 28 slows down Compton Road as you make your way to New Braddock Road. Northbound 395, the HOV lanes crowd in the Pentagon to the 14th Street Bridge on the Metro. Orange, silver, and blue lines have delays both directions due to a signal problem. Red line single tracking between Bethesda and Van Ness. Unscheduled track work slowing it down in both directions. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here's the forecast. The high today will be around 96 degrees. Just going to be plenty hot today. Tonight, they say a stray shower is possible, 75. On Tuesday, sunny, 91. Wednesday, sunny, 87. Thursday and Friday, again, pretty hot days. Temperatures between the mid to upper 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. It is now 6:37 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Black Lives Matter is a they're purveyors of hate. It is a hateful, violent ideology. It's not an organization. It is not a movement. It is an ideology that I said has to be wiped off the face of the earth. I said that about a year ago, and the liberal mainstream media went haywire about it.
That was Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For the purpose of this conversation, it's important to point out, I believe, that he is African-American. He is black. And he, you just heard him say, Black Lives Matter is a hateful ideology that needs to be wiped off the face of the earth. In fact, he's not alone. Over 141,000 people signed a petition on change.org asking the White House and the U.S. government to define Black Lives Matter officially as a terrorist group. Because it got over 100,000 signatures, the White House was forced to respond. I'll give you their response in a moment, but we want to hear from you. Do you agree? Should Black Lives Matter be labeled a terror group? 888-630-9625, BLM, a terrorist organization, 888-630-WMAL. We talk about these shootings, Brian, in Orlando and in San Bernardino here in America, and there's no direct connection that we can see necessarily between ISIS and those terrorists, but we say they were inspired by ISIS.
Right.
They were inspired by ISIS ideology. They were inspired by ISIS rhetoric and their social media inspired kind of messages, and so we link the two. They are terrorists. We look at what happened with the truck driver, this guy who plowed down 84 people in Nice, France. Same thing. Inspired by ISIS.
Inspired by ISIS.
And ISIS is a terrorist group. Is there any doubt that the murderer in Dallas, Texas of 5 police officers and the murderer in Baton Rouge of 3 more police officers, that they were not inspired by what they're seeing at Black Lives Matter? I tend to agree that they should, in fact, be called a terrorist group, or at the very least, a hate group.
Well, one of the, gosh, let me get started on Black Lives Matter. First thing is, it's based upon a lie. The whole thing started with hands up, don't shoot, which we now know never happened. So there's that. And then the number thing that I see is that the people who are out on the street protesting are saying horrific things to police officers in this country, talking about how that they would like to see them dead. Well, that's not a peaceful movement. That is a movement that is generating hatred. The police officers here in Cleveland have been dealing with the Black Lives Matter people for a few days, and the police people say that they are having just hearing incredibly violent and vile things aimed in their direction by the Black Lives Matter people. Well, that's not a positive thing. That's a negative thing. And when you say that kind of rhetoric, you know, does inspire, I think it does. I think it can inspire other people.
If you are already inclined to violence, let's say, and then you and you're African American,
right,
and you start hearing prominent voices, loud voices, continually chanting and sending the message that police officers in this country are racist and are out to murder black people,
right,
and they are getting away with it. If you're already inclined toward violence, I mean, what do you think is going to happen with that kind of thing?
I'm very troubled by it,
right.
and I think that they're not acting responsibly, and if I were a police officer, I would feel the same way.
What do you think, Joe in Fairfax? You're first up on WMAL. What do you think of this idea of labeling BLM as a terror group?
Oh, well, first off, I want to say that, you know, I'm against labeling it as a terror group. Reason being is that the whole reason for the Black Lives Matter movement is for equality, is for, you know, people to not, you know, put racial tags on things, and the issues that have happened with police towards citizens that were black. I just think that there's a couple of incidents where it gets out of control, and these people that actually do these violent acts aren't exactly part of Black Lives Matter.
Would you agree that they're inspired by what they see from Black Lives and hear from Black Lives Matter?
Well, people move off emotions and anger and things like that, and that's wrong. That's wrong, because you can take the whole civil rights movement back in the 60s. You had people going about it the right way, the peaceful way, and you had people that made their decisions to step out there and, you know, do acts of violence and things like that. But what we remember was the Martin Luther Kings. We don't remember the guys that decided to do the wrong thing and use violence.
But Joe, can I ask you something? And you just said that Black Lives Matter was started as a peaceful movement about equality and not putting labels on things. If the group is called Black Lives Matter, doesn't that contradict what you just said? Aren't they putting a label on things? And isn't it a divisive suggestion? That because it suggests, by saying that they are Black Lives Matter, and that's the name of the group, and that's the message that they're sending, they are suggesting that up until this point, people in America did not think that Black Lives Matter, or that the police do not believe that Black Lives Matter.
Well, that was a good question. But what I think is this. As a whole, America is made up of so many colors. So if there was something that was affecting the white community or the Asian community of America, and they labeled it to correlate with what's going on, I don't see a problem with that. So say there's an issue with, let's say, middle-class white neighborhoods were getting targeted for certain reasons, and they felt they were, you know, under the scope for just various different things and being targeted by the police, and they called it White Lives Matter, then, hey, you know what? That's okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, Joe, I think American lives matter. And if there really is something happening in the black community, that's an American problem. And isn't that a more positive message? At least I believe it is. Joe, I do appreciate the call, though. We'll take more of him in a moment.
It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience purchasing a car. Here's the thing about confidence. When you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, oh, what if I have a problem with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. That's amazing. You got confidence right there in these guys. And you can be confident in the deals they're going to give you because the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event is going on right now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. I mean, that's what we're talking about, isn't it? That's what you get from Ted Britt Automotive. Right now, Ted Britt Automotive. Oh, and by the way, Ted Britt also has Harley-Davidson locations. Two Harley-Davidson. You can get a pre-owned bike there, too, or a new pre-owned bike. Visit one of Ted Britt's nine great locations on or online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College. I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound 395, the HOV lanes of the 14th Street Bridge. An accident blocks the right lane. Westbound, the Southeast Southwest Freeway at 6th Street Southeast. There's a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane of Bethesda. Southbound 270 Spur, Democracy Boulevard. Accident on the shoulder. Outer loop of the Beltway slowing down 95 going up to University Boulevard. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a chance for some showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun and hot, high 96. Tonight, stray shower thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, 75. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He will not condemn the anti-police sentiment. He condemned the violence. He has to condemn the violence. He will not condemn the anti-police sentiment. But when a terror attack happens, he gets out there and warns and condemns against Muslim backlash for the terror attacks. He will not do that for the American police.
Sheriff David Clark continuing on his very strong feelings about Black Lives Matter and President Obama. Let's not forget, by the way, last week, Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, after the murder of the cops in Dallas, the Attorney General gave a pep talk to Black Lives Matter, made sure that they didn't let the murder of those cops dissuade them from their important activist activities. And, well, we saw what happened yesterday in Baton Rouge. Dale in Woodbridge here on WMAL. Should BLM be a terrorist organization defined by the U.S. government?
Yeah, I think so. I honestly think there ought to be a Blue Lives Matter movement. I think more people should get behind our police in this nation. I think it's kind of sad nobody's really got their back. I just got a giant Blue Lives Matter sticker on the back of my truck right now.
All right, Dale, thanks for that. Yeah, a little more support for law enforcement will go a long way, I think, and a little bit more messaging that, that people need to take responsibility for their own situation rather than blaming racism at all times in this country. Yeah. But we got to get a new president for that.
It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
You ever had your transmission go out on you? Not good. You know, it usually doesn't go out right away. There are warning signs. Well, here's the deal. Receiving a special assessment fee from your timeshare is kind of like your transmission going out. You know, it's just a matter of time till a pipe breaks, a storm hits, and then as the owner, you get stuck with the fee. Don't get stuck with the fee.
Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. With Timeshare Exit Team, you'll sit down face-to-face with your own personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
The most unexpected candidate of 2016 comes to the Republican convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here. And it's coming to CNN for one huge week with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
The Republican National Convention. Coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Well, Trump and Pence were on 60 Minutes last night. We'll give you some of the highlights, and also we'll take you to Baton Rouge, where three police officers were shot and killed yesterday, and the investigation continues. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Owens Corning. Investigators in Baton Rouge continue to learn more about the gunman who killed three police officers yesterday morning.
Law enforcement sources tell CNN that the Baton Rouge killer rented a car from his hometown in Kansas City, stopping in Dallas. He tweeted about the Dallas killer, calling him, quote, one of us. And in a YouTube video urging viewers,
you gotta fight back.
Tensions high in Baton Rouge since Alton Sterling's death nearly 2 weeks ago. Sterling's aunt pleading for peace.
Stop this killing! Stop this killing!
One of the slain Baton Rouge officers posting this plea on Facebook after the Dallas ambush. Quote, please don't let hate infect your heart.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. As the Republican National Convention gets underway in Cleveland, today's lineup of speakers will look to hammer home a message about national security.
You've got Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, obviously a top national security official who was once on the short list for vice president. You have Senator Joni Ernst, a up-and-coming star, first-term senator from Iowa, military officer, will be speaking as well.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. A new Associated Press GFK poll, meanwhile, finds that about 6 in 10 Americans oppose Donald Trump's Mexican border wall proposal. A similar number say they disapprove of his plan to deport those in this country illegally. The highest-ranking Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray learns his fate today. The judge presiding over Lieutenant Brian Rice's bench trial is said to deliver his verdict sometime this morning. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,517, the NASDAQ at 50,030. Sports, the Nationals and Pirates go 18 innings before Pittsburgh finally emerges with the win. The O's lose to the Rays, and the British Open goes to Henrik Stenson. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. shopping. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Public notice. Luxury Mountain Properties, a short drive from Northern Virginia DC Metro, are being liquidated for below developer's cost. On Saturday, July 23rd only, you can own a private 5-acre estate with mountain views just $29.9, or an 8-acre retreat with hardwoods just $39.9, or build an 1,800-square-foot cabin on your lot from just $119.9. This luxury community is surrounded by the area's best rivers, hiking trails, skiing, golfing, and major interstates, and has paved roads, a gated entrance, and a multi-million dollar lodge with infinity pool and spa. Buy now and build when you're ready. Save tens of thousands on July 23rd only. Get your own rare mountain property with exceptional views from just $29.9. Excellent financing available. Call 844-MOUNTAIN-LAND. That's 844-MTN-LAND. 844-MTN-LAND. Or visit getmountainland.com. Mercy Street Broker. Cabin shell only. Lot and development site not included.
Far, far away lies a place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Random accidents and liabilities to small businesses all day long. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford can help your business prevail. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound 95, the northbound 395, the HOV lanes of the 14th Street Bridge. An accident blocks the right lane. That is causing a slow ride between Route 1 South and the 14th Street Bridge. Northbound BW Parkway near Laurel Fort Meade Road, there is an accident. Westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway at 6th Street Southeast, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. Southbound 95 Virginia past Mountain View Road, tractor-trailer accident over on the shoulder. Northbound 95 Virginia slows down Prince William Parkway to 123. Eastbound 66 before 15, accident on the shoulder. Outloop of the Beltway slows down 95 to Colesville Road. And on the metro, the orange, silver, and blue lines expect delays both directions due to a signal problem. UpGarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a mix of clouds and sun to get the work week started, and later on, we've got chances for some showers and thunderstorms. A hot 96 for the high. Tonight, stray shower, thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 75. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Slight chance for showers or storms, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Centerville, 70 in Germantown, 77 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 6:37. WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and we are live in Cleveland, right at the Q, where the Republican National Convention will be gaveled into session in just a couple of hours. And to that end, we've got you covered. Coming up in this half hour, we're going to check in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with our correspondent on the scene there. It's 7:05. Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, always something to talk to Joe about. 7:15, live here in Cleveland, Matt Schlapp of the American Conservative Union. 7:35, our old friend Scotty Nell Hughes, who's just excited as all get out that her man Donald Trump is going to get the nomination this week. 8:05, again live here in Cleveland, will be Eric Bolling, Fox News hotshot, talk about his brand new book and what he expects to see this week from Trump. And then at 8:35, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, former general in charge of intelligence, and he's got some revelations about the Obama administration that you're going to want to hear. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It was party unity. I'm an outsider. I'm a person that used to be establishment when I'd give them hundreds of thousands of dollars, but when I decided to run, I became very anti-establishment.
That was Donald Trump last night on 60 Minutes answering the question why he chose Mike Pence to be his running mate. It was a very interesting conversation last night between Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes and Mike Pence and Donald Trump, who were there together for I think the first time they've sat down for a lengthy interview. And what was interesting about it to me, Larry, was the way that Leslie Stahl went about the interview. It seemed like the major thing she wanted to do for most of the interview was point out that the two men have different opinion on some things. For example, waterboarding.
Enhanced interrogation gleaned information that saved American lives, and I was informed prevented incoming terrorist attacks on this country from being successful. The American people expect the President of the United States to be prepared to support action to protect the people of this nation, and I know Donald Trump will.
And as it turned out, both of them felt like that was the right thing to do. But every opportunity that Leslie Stahl had, she was trying to drive a wedge and point out that these men do not have monolithic views on many of the issues of the day, which I don't think was probably the best use of that time. Wouldn't you think, Larry, that the purpose of that interview would be for the American people to learn something more about the man that Donald Trump has chosen to be one heartbeat away from the presidency?
Well, it depends. Now I'm going to defend Leslie Stahl.
Oh, you are.
Yes, I am, and here's why.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
If we had Hillary Clinton and her running mate sitting in front of us, and we knew that the two of them at various times in their political careers took divergent political positions on things. Being radio hosts who wear our opinions on our sleeve, and we let our audience know and our guests know going in that although we are here to get to the truth and get to the fact of the matter, and we always let people know the news of the day and the important things, we have a prism. We have an opinion. We let people know that we have an opinion. Wouldn't we try to drive a wedge between the two of them so that...
Well, hold it.
Wouldn't we effectively try to do that?
There's a difference.
Yeah, what's the difference?
We are people who offer opinions.
Uh-huh.
Leslie Stahl is not supposed to be offering opinions.
Well, the key word there is supposed to be. Here's the thing. Leslie Stahl is just as much of a partisan as you and I. She's a human being. She's not a robot. She is there doing her due diligence on behalf of the mainstream media to drive a wedge between the Republican ticket. She won't do the same thing with the Democrats. If she attempts to do it, she won't do it in the same aggressive way. So this is what she's going to do, because her goal in that is not to find out what she can about Mike Pence. Her goal is to make Republicans look bad. Well, that's what they do.
She went down the path of saying, well, will you be able to disagree with one another? And Donald Trump, if Mike Pence disagrees with him, will you listen to him? Here's more from the interview.
When the circumstances arise where I have a difference on policy or on presentation, I can tell you in my heart, I know I would have no hesitation, were I privileged to be vice president, to walk into the president's office, close the door, and share my heart. And I also know this good man would listen.
So there you go.
When was Joe Biden asked these questions about Barack Obama? I mean, they ran for the nomination against each other.
That's
remember?
Right.
When was John Edwards asked these questions about John Kerry? I remember John Edwards running in 2004, and he was trying to be, or he didn't run for the nomination that time, but I remember him not being necessarily a real establishment kind of guy.
No.
And Kerry was the establishment Democrat. When were they asked these questions?
I don't remember these calls. I don't think they
So this is my point. You see, they don't do this with Democrats.
Well, to their credit, I thought that, that there was one moment where, despite the fact that Leslie Stahl's prime goal in this interview was to show that Republicans are in disarray, they actually, I think at the very end, proved that they are not in disarray and that we are a lot more unified as Republicans than you might imagine. Here's a little bit more from the interview.
I think it's far more unified than the press lets on, but having Governor Mike Pence has really, I mean, people that I wasn't necessarily liking or getting along with are loving this pick because they have such respect for him.
And by the way, Pence said he thought that the Donald would make a very good president, and Trump characteristically said, I like what he just said. So, there it is. The first time they sit down on 60 Minutes, a lot of people are talking about this attempt by Leslie Stahl to drive a wedge. But nonetheless, it is done, it is out there, and it does appear that they survived that first joint appearance.
One other item of note there, when pressed about the quote-unquote Muslim ban, Donald Trump did make a little bit of news when he basically said, all right, listen, you can call it whatever you want. You want to call it a ban, call it a ban. It's going to be extreme vetting. And it's not just based on religion. Anyone coming from these countries where there are known terror groups and they're breeding terrorists, there's going to be extreme vetting of any of them before any of them are let in. And if that ends up being a ban, then so be it. That's right. A bit of a nuanced take on the position that he had held, yeah, which was ban anyone who's Muslim.
It is now 6:43.
Allergies come on fast. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at our 20-plus offices all across Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
One night with two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy, together. Wednesday, July 27th, Wolf Trap. Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy, together. Tickets are on sale now. Order online at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap, summer has never sounded better.
You know, I love going to these political conventions, yeah, as we've discussed, Brian, right, but a lot of people don't like it. To them, it's like a trip to the dentist office,
yeah,
which is, you know, whenever somebody says, oh, this is like going to the dentist office,
yeah,
that's a negative connotation.
Yeah, but
right?
It doesn't have
Do you know
to be.
Why? Because people don't like the dentist.
That's what,
people
generally,
are,
that's true.
Even people are scared of the dentist,
right,
but not Bethesda sedation, no, dentistry. It never happens there. They actually specialize in people who hate going to the dentist, like me. In fact, for the past 2.5 years, I've been going to Bethesda sedation dentistry, and they are amazing. They help me overcome my hatred of the dental office and my fear of dentists. Dr. Rob, Dr. Deb, they are the best. You want to go check them out? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry, or you know what, if you're just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over there at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit them online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
It is now 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first to the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
B lane to the 14th Street Bridge. An accident blocks the right lane. Northbound VW Parkway near Laurel Fort Meade Road. An accident. Westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway 6th Street Southeast. Disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. Southbound 95 Virginia past Mountain View Road. Tractor trailer accident. This one's on the shoulder. Out loop of the Beltway has some heavy volume. 95 to Colesville Road. On the Metro, the orange, silver, and blue lines. Delays both directions due to a signal problem. Back to the road. Southbound Anacostia Freeway. Delay starts at 50. Runs up to Polk Street. Also from Benning Road, from Burroughs Avenue to Benning Road, and from Benning Road to East Capitol Street. Westbound 50, this is now slowing down South Dakota Avenue to Laytonsburg Road. We're down to 13 miles per hour. I'm GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun for us with a chance for some showers or thunderstorms. 96 is where we're headed for that hot high today. Stray shower or thunderstorm tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance for showers or thunderstorms. 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. It is now 6:47.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday and Wednesday, July 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It is now 6:49 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry from the convention hall in Cleveland. We're at the queue for live coverage of the Republican National Convention. But yesterday, all eyes were turned further south, down toward Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when three officers died in a hail of fire, a gunfire, and three officers were injured. And joining us now from Baton Rouge is correspondent Scott McClain to give us the very latest on that. Good morning to you, Scott. What is the view there this morning as police continue to try to investigate this? There was not a lot of information they provided yesterday to us about it, beyond the fact that there were three dead and three injured. Where are we this morning?
Yeah, Brian, Larry, good morning. We are a little bit past that in terms of information. We know, as you mentioned, that yesterday morning it was a quiet Sunday, interrupted by a hail of gunfire. The call first came in around 8:40. A gentleman was with a gun, wearing a mask, walking along a highway. Police arrived. They exchanged gunfire with the men. This was all over within 8 minutes. Three officers killed, three injured. One of those officers in critical condition. The suspect, his name is Gavin Long. Yesterday was actually his 29th birthday. We know that he's from Kansas City. That was the last address he lived at. Apparently, he came down through Dallas and then Baton Rouge. Prior to that shooting, we know that he was at the police headquarters sitting in his car before carrying out this attack.
And what do we know about this? Is there only one suspect? Is there a time when there were three suspects that were identified, or they thought that there were three suspects? What do we know about this Gavin Long, and was there anyone else involved?
Yeah, so there was plenty of misinformation right off the bat about potentially several active shooters. That turns out to be false. There was at least, police saying at this point, just one active shooter. That is 29-year-old Gavin Long. They did take into custody briefly and interview briefly two people, but those people were released since then. And so all eyes are on Gavin Long, and this is a very complex character. Last year, he actually changed his name to Cosmo Setapenra, apparently because he was a member of the Ouachita Nation, which is a black sovereign group who doesn't recognize the authority of the federal government. He also seemed to be involved with other fringe conspiracy groups and had a very active presence on social media. In fact, a few days ago, he recorded a video claiming to be in Dallas in the wake of that police shooting that killed five people. But on the other hand, he was an ex-Marine, an Iraq war vet, who was discharged in 2010 as a sergeant. Now, the social media posts that I mentioned, they seem to get more and more cryptic as we led up yesterday. And one of them, he said the only way to overcome a bully was not to protest. I wasn't going to do anything with either money or bloodshed. In this case, obviously, he chose bloodshed.
All right, so how are police reacting today? I guess that they are taking extra precautions because you never know if there's another one out there.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear from them later this afternoon again, but I can tell you even just from coming inside the police headquarters here in Baton Rouge, there's an obvious security presence that would not normally be here. In addition to the fence around this facility, they've also installed temporary fencing to sort of better control the flow of people and traffic. When we came in this morning, we were greeted by two officers in bulletproof vests and what looked to be assault rifles, rifles as well, checking IDs of the media coming in. And so you can imagine it's pretty tense around here. The other place where police are active, I should say, is in Kansas City, where that's the last known address, obviously, of this Gavin Long, the suspect. A local news reporter actually went up to his door yesterday, was greeted by a man with what looked to be a rifle or an assault rifle, potentially, who told that person to, you know, get off the property. Police have since gone in there. They swarmed the facility, or swarmed the house, excuse me. So we're waiting for more information on that.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for giving us the very latest there from Baton Rouge, where, again, you know, we are in one of these really bad situations where police officers, the thin blue line, are coming under attack. Scott McLean, we appreciate your reporting from there. It is now time to check in with the news desk at CNBC to see how they're doing with our money. What's the very latest from your perspective there, guys?
Well, good morning. Chuck Kamlick here. Stocks are on a three-week winning streak. They'll open higher today. Market's holding up well despite all that's in the news these days. Just one economic report due this morning. Homebuilder sentiment's expected to hold steady because of strong home sales. A big merger in the news today. Sprint's owner, SoftBank, a Japanese company, is buying Britain's ARM holdings for $32 billion in cash. ARM designs the chips that cell phone makers use in their products. Good news for drivers. Gasoline prices keep falling. AAA has the national average down to $2.21 a gallon. Tesla working with Bosch to improve radar sensors for the autopilot function on its cars. CEO Elon Musk did not say, though, when that fix will be in. And The Secret Life of Pets from CNBC's sister Universal slimed the competition this weekend. Pets earned more than $50 million, while the new Ghostbusters movie only made $46 million. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Westbound 66 past the Beltway, disabled vehicle on the shoulder. Northbound 395, the HOV lanes of the 14th Street Bridge. An accident blocks the right lane. Northbound BW Parkway near Laura Fort Meade Road, there is an accident. Westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway, 6th Street Southeast, disabled vehicle takes out the left lane. Southbound 95, Virginia past Mountain View Road, tractor trailer accident over on the shoulder. Outer loop of the Beltway, volume builds between 95 and University Boulevard. Checking Metro, orange, silver, and blue lines all have delays both directions due to a signal problem. Back of the road, southbound Anacostia Freeway, a big delay, 50 to Burroughs Avenue, another one Benning Road to East Capitol Street. Westbound 50 slows down between South Dakota Avenue and Bladensburg Road. Northbound 95 Virginia, it's down to 14 miles per hour, opens Boulevard as you work your way up to the Prince William Parkway. I'm GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so here is the forecast for today. It's going to be pretty brutal today, high of around 96 degrees. Tonight, they say a stray shower is possible, and the temperature will dip down to around 75 degrees. Tuesday, again, very hot, sunny, 91. Wednesday, a little better, sunny, but 87 degrees. Thursday, the temperatures will be in the low 90s, and then the Friday will be in the upper 90s. Currently, the nation's capital, 78 degrees. On
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
The most unexpected candidate of 2016 comes to the Republican convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here, and it's coming to CNN for one huge week with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
The Republican National Convention. Coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for...
Now...
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The Turkish constitution has strong protections against the government taking steps to become an Islamic state. The first president of Turkey, Kemal Atatürk, felt so strongly about making Turkey a modern state that he put the army in charge of keeping Islamic influence out of the government. So much so, he put it in their constitution in 1934. So the army is a very important arbiter into the affairs of state in Turkey. Until this weekend, it was well respected. The coup in Turkey has been in the making for years. Really started when the current president, Erdogan, took over a major newspaper in the country, and it ended up being owned by his son in 2007. He then began a punishing campaign against the military leadership. At one time, half of Turkish naval officers were in prison, and 20% of all other generals were in prison with them. The army, citing the Turkish constitution, made a bloody attempt at a coup. It was a disaster, and the biggest loser is likely a secular Turkish democracy. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
The most unexpected candidate of 2016 comes to the Republican convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here. And it's coming to CNN for one huge week with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
The Republican National Convention. Coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Coming up on WMAL,
Scotty Mellon Hughes is here in Cleveland. We'll talk to her and Matt Fleff of the American Conservative Union, both right here in Cleveland.
Also, we'll talk to Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst. It's all coming up after the news. It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.